Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we take a look at government and legislators at work from several angles. Illinois Governor Quinn and the state of the state. We'll talk about what he had to say in a few moments. But first, the pace is picking up in Jefferson City and Washington as legislators go about their work there. We'll check in with St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin in Jefferson City a little later after spending a few minutes with the Beacon's Rob Koenig in Washington. Rob, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Don.
It seems that Senator Roy Blunt is all over the place. All of the major issues of the day seem to have his name affixed one way or another. Particularly interested, Rob, in his comments on the drone program and the memo leaked this week, the targeting of Americans by those drones. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I asked him a question yesterday with a group of journalists, and Senator Blunt said he thought that the administration's quite inconsistent in its drone policy. On the one hand, it justifies the targeting, in some cases even of American citizens suspected of being terrorists abroad, of drone strikes. And on the other hand, it says that it will not engage in what they call enhanced interrogation, what other people call torture, things like waterboarding, when suspected terrorists are actually brought into custody. And Blunt feels that there needs to be a much clearer distinction drawn, and like many in Congress, including many Democrats, he wants to see a justification for the targeted killing policy involving drones. This afternoon, John Brennan, who's the CIA nominee, will be interrogated by people on the Intelligence Committee, and I think people can see that on C-SPAN and live stream if they want to watch, starting about 1:30 St. Louis time.
That should be a most interesting hearing indeed for a lot of reasons.
It should be. Senator Blunt's no longer on Intelligence Committee. He's switched over to Armed Services, and as a matter of fact, right now he's at a Benghazi hearing. They're talking to Defense Secretary Panetta about the Defense Department's response on September 11th when the mission, the U.S. mission in Benghazi was attacked.
That issue, nobody really wants to let go of it, particularly on the Republican side of the aisle.
Yeah, the Republicans are sort of milking that issue for all it's worth, in my opinion. But, I mean, obviously there were mistakes made. The ambassador was killed, as were three other Americans. And my wife's in the State Department, so I obviously have an interest in State Department embassy security. But that particular installation, I guess, in Benghazi wasn't an embassy. I mean, it was more or less a place where CIA operatives were based, as I understand.
Sure. It was a consulate, I guess, is what we would call it generally.
Right? They call it a consulate, yeah.
Yeah.
But I believe it was even separate from the consulate, although the consulate also was attacked.
A couple of other issues in which has elicited some comment from Senator Blunt and also from Senator McCaskill. Big issues, guns, which everyone is talking about, and the Chuck Hagel nomination.
Yeah, Senator McCaskill hasn't stated her position on Hagel. My guess is she'll probably end up voting for him with some reservations. Senator Blunt has said specifically he will vote no on Hagel, but more importantly, he has said he doesn't intend to support a Republican filibuster against Hagel. And I think there are now enough Republicans who said they won't support a filibuster, including John McCain, that Hagel's nomination is likely to sort of squeak through the Senate by a couple of votes when it happens. My guess is sometime next week.
And on guns? Gun control?
On gun control, Senator McCaskill, I think, has been clear that she wants some sort of legislation. She's been a little bit vague on exactly what will be in it. Initially, she had supported some sort of ban on assault weapons, but I think she realizes that that's going to be a very tough sell in the House of Representatives. So she just wants some sort of a bill that will address the problem. Senator Blunt is more or less against federal gun control measures. His take is that we should improve mental health facilities and access of, you know, potentially violent people with mental health problems to those facilities. In fact, this afternoon, he and Senator Stabenow of Michigan and a few others are introducing a bill that would be designed to sort of bolster community mental health centers around the country. And I don't know whether how effective that would be, but certainly there is a good reason to focus on mental health.
Yeah. Well, that's happening, as you say, a little bit later in the afternoon. One issue that I'm sure everybody is expressing opinions on is the announcement, I guess it was yesterday, that the Postal Service is going to be cutting Saturday service in August. And I know, again, our senators have been most outspoken on this issue. What are they saying?
Well, Senator McCaskill, I think, was the most outspoken. She noted that the Senate had indeed approved a bill to revamp the Postal Service and its finances last year that stalled and died in the House. And she issued a statement yesterday accusing House Republicans of in effect, abandoning rural America, because rural America tends to be affected more by Postal Service cuts than to cities. Others, I think Senator Blunt questioned whether the Postal Service can actually do this, can actually eliminate Saturday deliveries without express approval of Congress. Others say that it is able to do so, but Congress may well take action before this is scheduled to go into effect, that is in August, and stop the Postal Service from doing it. The bottom line is the Postal Service is losing astounding amounts of money each day, and they really have to make cutbacks one sort or another in order to survive as we know them.
From time to time on this particular issue, Rob, we hear suggestions that what this all is leading to is privatization of the Postal Service. Are you hearing any talk like that?
There are some Republicans who believe that the Postal Service should be privatized. Now, obviously, if it's privatized, some small communities are no longer going to have a post office. It's simply they're not financially feasible. And I think that's one reason why Democrats in Congress tend to vigorously oppose privatization. And of course, the large mail carriers and other postal unions also oppose privatization because many employees probably would be laid off and there'd be more consolidation of the centers, you know, where the mail is sorted.
Privatization would require some sort of congressional approval, I assume.
Yes, it definitely would. And my guess is with the Senate now controlled by Democrats, it would never get approval in the Senate. My guess is also that the White House, that President Obama would veto any such bill.
Moving along to something else, a lot of eyebrows were raised recently when our Senator McCaskill gave her endorsement, and I guess we can call it an early endorsement, of Hillary Clinton for president in 2016.
Yeah, it came out of the blue. She just suddenly issued a statement through her former campaign saying that this is on the day that Hillary left the State Department last Friday. And McCaskill said that she would support Hillary if Hillary decides to run for president in 3 or 4 years, which, you know, I mean, it's not a terrible surprise that a Democratic senator would support Hillary. What was surprising was that Claire McCaskill, over the last decade or so, hasn't had great relationship with the Clintons. She at one point went on Meet the Press. I think this is when she was first running for Senate. In 2006, and said that even though she thought Bill Clinton was a great president, that she wouldn't trust her daughters around him, wouldn't trust him around her daughters, which I'm sure she meant as a joke, but which reportedly in the book Game Change, Hillary Clinton took offense and quickly canceled a fundraiser that she had scheduled for Claire McCaskill's campaign that year. So talking to Claire's staff, I think the senators over the years has patched things up with Hillary and has worked with her and the State Department on several issues. So I think maybe this is just meant to clear the air just in case Hillary does decide to run.
And of course, the 2016 campaign is in effect already underway because there have been other comments about other potential candidates ever since the last election.
Yeah, I mean, my impression is that Hillary Clinton would like to be president, but she's still wondering whether she wants to go through the the awful process of getting there, because there will clearly be other Democrats who will run in 2016. And maybe she'll want to get out in front fairly soon and fend off too many opponents so that the primary season isn't so onerous.
You know, I speaking of politics and elections, I was fascinated by comments made the other day by Eric Cantor. talking about GOP has to rebrand itself and have a little more happy talk, if you will. And I think he actually used that expression. Any of our folks and make the party a little more middle class centric, if you can, if you will. Are any of our folks talking about this and commenting and responding to what he had to say?
Well, yeah, Cantor, he gave a speech at the Conservative Heritage Foundation think tank earlier this week on the topic. But earlier at the Republican, the House Republican retreat, it was a week and a half or so ago, he made the same pitch mainly to Republicans. And I did talk with Congresswoman Ann Wagner after that. And I think she generally agrees that the party needs to be more family friendly, to project more of an image that it's concerned about everyday American problems. I think that when Cantor gave his speech, they actually had a sign on his lectern with the slogan "Making Life Work for More People," and I think that's the goal. When people actually analyze what Cantor said, it tended to be sort of recycled, repackaged House Republican principles. There wasn't really all that much new, but I think they realized after the November vote, Republicans did, that they really do need to rebrand the party a bit. And I think you're seeing that on questions like immigration reform, that there are more and more Republicans who see the need to give undocumented Americans the chance to become citizens, or at least to become permanent residents on a legal basis.
And Senator Durbin is in the middle of that right now.
Yeah, he's part of the so-called Group of Eight senators who put forth some principles a week ago on what strong immigration reform legislation should look like. They're putting that into legislative language this month, and I think they'll actually have hearings on the proposals in the Judiciary Committee soon. In fact, Senator Durbin's subcommittee of Judiciary is going to have a hearing on Tuesday, although that will focus more on gun control issues. But later, I think he'll have a hearing that will focus on immigration issues.
Well, obviously, you're a busy guy, as all other correspondents in Washington are these days. Lots going on, Rob Koenig. Thanks so much for being with us. Get back to work. I understand Senator Blunt has got an announcement to make a little bit later in the day, and you'll be covering that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Thanks so much, John.
Good talking to you. That's Rob Koenig of the St. Louis Beacon. You can read his reports at stlbeacon.org. When we come back, we'll be talking with St. Louis Public Radio's man in Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.